Hey, 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 mama girl. Welcome to another Prep and Land podcast episode where we talk about all things travel. Today, we are combining the best of DIY home decor tips and inspiration to help you live your most stylish life, both at home and on the road. I'm your host slash travel agent, Jamie, and who knew? Who knew that budgeted home decor projects can actually boost your travel experiences? Me? I did. And yes, that's right. We are going to talk about it today. Now, before we dive in, if you love travel, love crafting, or maybe just looking for ways to stretch your budget in all areas of your life, listen, this episode is for you. So grab your water, grab your DIY spirit, and let's get started. Let's have some good conversation. You might be asking, what does home decor have anything to do with travel? Well, let me tell you, it has everything to do with it. When you're working on home projects, especially on a budget, you're constantly thinking about how to make the most out of what you have. So you're upcycling, repurposing, and finding ways to make your home stylish and functional without spending a ton of money. And listen, and you know what? These same skills can transform the way you travel. First off, let's talk about resourcefulness. When you learn how to transform your living room with just a can of paint and a few thrift store finds, you're training yourself to think outside the box. This creativity will come in handy when you're traveling. Whether it's figuring out how to fit all of your stuff onto a carry-on or making a basic Airbnb feel cozy, it's the same mindset, and it helps you save money both at home and on your adventures. Let's get into some tangible ways that you can connect budget-friendly home decor to travel. If you're a DIY lover like myself, you can easily take your crafting skills and apply them to creating your own travel gear, okay? So here's a few ideas. Idea number one, DIY your packing cubes. Instead of buying expensive travel organizers, grab some fabric remnants or even like an old bed sheet or something that you're not using, that you don't use anymore, and make your own packing cubes. Not only do they help you stay organized, but they also save space, which is a total win-win if you're packing light. Idea number two, custom travel pouches. Ever notice how tiny bags and organizers for toiletries and cables cost way, way more than they should? They're just plastic, and yet they're costing $14, $15, $20, $45. With some simple sewing skills, you can make your own travel pouches using scrap fabric from upcycled materials you already have at home. And boom, shakalaka, stylish and budget-friendly. Can we say win-win? I can. Win-win. Idea number three, decor on the go. Listen, do you have a favorite throw pillow or blanket you DIY'd? Pack a smaller version for the long flights or to make the hotel feel a little more like home. It's the tiny touches. It's the tiny details, okay? It makes all the difference in your comfort. And we know comfort on the road is key. Mama girl, I'm right there with you. We know that's a gimbal. Yes, we do, okay? Another way your budget home decor mindset translates to travel is efficient packing. Let's be honest, mama girl, decluttering and organizing your home teaches you how to live with less. This is something super important when you're traveling, especially if you're traveling to avoid hefty baggage fees. Listen, you see how it's clicking, mama girl? Do you see how it's clicking? Just like you find creative storage solutions at home, you learn to pack only what you need when you travel. You become a pro at it, mama girl, packing versatile items. That's the thing. That's the thing. Maybe a cozy wrap. Maybe a cozy wrap that you made, you DIY'd for your living room doubles as a blanket for a chilly plane ride or a beach cover up. Yes! We love that. Or homemade fabric tote bag you made last month is now your go-to shopping bag for all those cute local markets when you go on your trip. I'm just saying, you already got the things in your possession, mama girl. Utilize them. The bottom line is when you're used to making things work at home, you'll be a master at efficient, budget-friendly packing that doesn't sacrifice your style or your comfort. Okay. Here's where things get really interesting. Your budgeting habits at home can totally affect how you plan and enjoy your travels. Think about it. If you're already budgeting for the home decor projects, finding deals, and getting creative with the resources, then planning a trip on a budget is second nature to you. You're already used to hunting for thrift store finds, upcycling furniture, and DIYing your decor. So naturally applying that to your travel plans, whether it's scouting for cheap flights or finding affordable but charming accommodations or packing a few meals to save out on eating, honey, you've already trained your mind to maximize every dollar. So why not take that same energy and pour it into planning unforgettable budget-friendly trips? Hello? And the best part about budgeted home decor, the creativity, mama girl, the creativity you put into making your home unique can also translate into how you capture and display your travel memories, okay? Instead of spending a fortune on pricey souvenirs, bring back small, meaningful items from your travels. Think shells from a beach or postcards from a city you love and turn them into DIY projects once you're home. Maybe you can create a shadow box to display some mementos from each trip. Or perhaps you design like a little gallery wall of framed travel photos. Whatever you decide, you're bringing your experiences to life in a personal, affordable way. It is all about keeping the spirit of adventure alive when you're back home without draining your wallet. All right, mama girl, we covered a lot today, from learning resourcefulness through budgeted home decor projects to applying those same skills when packing for a trip. I hope you're inspired to take that DIY energy and use it to make your travels more affordable and creative. If you loved this episode, I'd love to hear from you. So share your own budgeted DIY travel hacks that you... If you loved this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Share your own budget DIY or travel hacks in the comments or tag me. Tag me on social media. I want to see all the things you're doing, all the ideas you have. I want to know what you're doing. Don't forget, if you are planning your next big adventure, head over to my website, www.prepandland.com. That's www.prepandland.com. Oh, to check out some of the awesome travel deals we have coming up. Also, if you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button, give this podcast a like, and let's keep them conversations going. As always, mama girl, I want you to choose to make life an experience, and I want you to experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist, live. Till next time, mama girl, peace.